afternoon. My name is Mary Ellen Miller, and I'm here from LaSalle's Nursing School and Health Sciences and the Neighborhood Nursing Center that LaSalle has, along with my colleague Mary Ellen Madden. It gets a little confusing sometimes at work with the two of us having the same first name. And Mary Ann Peters is our doctoral graduate faculty director, and she's unable to be with us today. But I'm going to give a little orientation to the Kids into Health Careers initiative that we did at LaSalle, and Mary Ellen Madden is going to provide you with the nuts and bolts of the entire experience because she was the one who actually implemented the program. Just a little overview about our school. We're a school in an urban location in southeastern Pennsylvania. We have about 800 undergraduate traditional nursing students enrolled and about 200 graduate students. But we also have a school of nutrition and also speech, language, hearing science in our School of Health Sciences. Our LaSalle Neighborhood Nursing Center is a wellness nursing center that's also under the division of the School of Nursing and Health Sciences. This needs assessment was done based on HRSA data that's already several years old. It's projected that about 3.1 million new healthcare positions are going to be available by the year 2010, that 2.2 million positions are going to be vacant due to retiring healthcare workers, and that by the year 2020, there'll be a shortage of about 800,000 nurses in the healthcare workforce. So the HRSA Bureau of Health Professions put out a call to encourage community-based organizations to develop linkages with adolescents and develop a Kids into Health Career initiative. So that our School of Nursing and Health Sciences actually applied for and was awarded a three-year grant from the Division of Nursing. The year one of the grant was in 2004, and then year two and three followed. So we were actually finished in the spring of 2007. The objectives of the linkages was to encourage and inform minority and disadvantaged youth of the educational opportunities that are available in the health professions and also the career opportunities, as also to assist them in preparing for education in the healthcare profession. So our initiative that we did, Kids into Health Careers, is really something that was very interdisciplinary and wide in scope in terms of health careers in general. It wasn't just strictly focusing on nursing careers. It was to introduce middle school children to all the possibilities that they could have for health careers. The Kids into Health Careers curriculum was developed based upon HRSA's existing curriculum, and these four components come from the HRSA guidelines. That there are abundant job opportunities in healthcare, qualifying for healthcare positions is rewarding, and financial aid is available. And healthcare careers fill a critical need in communities where inadequate care is received by minorities and disadvantaged populations. And where we're located in our urban area in Philadelphia, we do have a very disadvantaged, vulnerable population group that attends all the surrounding schools, public and Catholic. So when we wrote for the grant, we did some projections for our 3 years, and as you'll see on the next slide, we really had to play catch-up because in our first year, we spent a lot of time just getting the project off the ground. There was a new graduate director who took over in the School of Nursing, so the original person who wrote for the grant was no longer there, so there was some downtime, some lag time for us to really get it up and rolling. So year one, we were supposed to target 6 schools with about 125 students, parents, and teachers. Year two, raising it up to about 10 schools with 250 participants and planning of a summer camp that was going to take place at the third year. So in year three, we plan to do 14 schools with about 350 participants and actually carry out the summer camp program. So as you can say, our projections were to target around 700 participants. As I already said, year one was more of a planning year where there was one career day that was done in the local community, but other than that, we really didn't target the schools. So in year two and year three, we played catch up, and we actually surpassed our estimations of the number of youth that we were going to actually serve by about 500 children. So we implemented the program in 12 schools in year two and 14 schools in year three, and we were actually able to implement the summer camp in year two, between the last, you know, the second year of the program and the third year of the program. So Mary Ellen Madden was actually the public health nurse and our adjunct clinical public health faculty member who did this whole initiative, and I'm going to turn over the program to her so she can describe the programmatic activities to you.
As we were planning this program, we developed flyers and brochures and contacted local school nurses and principals by either letters, phone calls, or site visits. There we go. Sorry about that. We initiated the Kids into Health Career programs at middle school, either during the classroom periods, general assemblies. Some schools had career days that they wanted me to come to and present either at a general assembly or going into the individual classroom. We also went to after-school programs at rec centers, and we even did a couple of school health fairs. The sessions were offered at each site just one time, anywhere from a 45-minute class period up to an hour. The program consisted of several of the items listed here on the PowerPoint. There was a formal PowerPoint presentation. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, depending on the technical difficulties or even the interest of the children. Usually what I did was I was loading up the PowerPoint presentation was to give out samples of the health career questionnaires or the word scramble or the word find puzzle, and that kind of got the children started thinking about the health careers. There was a 6-minute video on all different kinds of health careers and the opportunities available that was usually shown at the end of the presentation, which nicely wrapped up the session. And if there was time, there would be a quiz consisting of 8 questions with very simple questions that was based on the presentation or the video. These were some of the highlights that were in the PowerPoint presentation or the oral presentation that was given. I would ask the children, what are health careers? What are you interested in? Everyone wanted to be a physician, or pediatrician was usually the number one answer. I would give examples of traditional and non-traditional health careers, places of employment. We stressed the academic requirements and what the students needed to concentrate on in their high school careers, for instance, taking math and science classes, and to do as well as they possibly could if they were interested in a healthcare career. We also gave them information about different websites that they could go to for additional information and encouraged them to talk to their parents, teachers, and guidance counselors, and perhaps even to shadow or mentor if they were interested in a particular career. There were prizes given to the students that answered quiz questions, and snacks were given to the class if the teacher gave permission. Sometimes the snacks were given immediately after the presentation. Many times the teachers preferred to hold them to the end of the day. The summer camp experience took place a Monday through a Friday on campus at LaSalle University from about 9 to 3. Breakfast and lunch was included. The 11 students that attended were recruited from the presentations given at the middle school. We had 11 children. Their camp activities included CPR training. We had a mock disaster drill. We had several health professionals come in and talk about their different areas of interest. In our School of Nursing and Health Sciences lab, we had ZipMan. They got the opportunity to practice with ZipMan. They did some journaling, scrapbooking. Each child got their own stethoscope, and we had an award ceremony on the last day. Some of the challenges that we found were that when the presentation was given in an assembly, sometimes it was just too many children, their interest would wander. So a lot of our presentations were given towards the end of the school year where it was very hot, and again, that was a factor that I think influenced the attention span of the children. At some sites, there was lack of working equipment needed for the PowerPoint or the video. And there were times when we just had to be flexible. There were fire drills or behavior problems that we needed to stop and get those resolved. And because of doing the presentations at the end of the school year, my recommendation would be to have the sessions finished by April of the school year. In year three, I was the clinical supervisor of undergraduate nursing students who were doing their public health experience. They took the Kids into Health career curriculum and they made it their own. They jazzed up the PowerPoint presentation. They had a fresh outlook on how to present to the middle school children, and that was very well received. As far as replication, I think if you can get the funding, the Kids into Health career presentations curriculum would be an absolutely wonderful opportunity. I would also suggest utilizing undergrad nursing students for the Kids into Health career presentations, or if there are other health career majors, they could also participate in the Kids into Health career presentations. And partnering with local schools, church groups, Boys and Girls Clubs, and rec centers also for presenting the Kids into Health career presentation. Thank you very much. I'm glad to share that information with you.